Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Before we bring Paul on, I want to apologize. I mixed up the time. I said 11:05 for Micah Hyde. Of course, we want you all here at 11:05. We're going to be talking football. We're going to be talking the draft. We'll kind of go through what said yesterday down at One Bills Drive. But Micah's going to join us an hour from now at 11:30. Micah Hyde at 11:30 a.m. here on the Extra Point Show. Joe, we were just talking about Mike Sullivan. Kyle Dubas is actually doing his presser right now. His end-of-season presser is going on as we speak right now, and there are some quotes coming out from Kyle Dubas about the team, and he said he takes responsibility, but it is his job to evaluate. This was a direct question about Mike Sullivan's job status, and then he said that Mike Sullivan will be meeting, and they're going to have evaluations. All right, so here we go. Could be another cup-winning coach on the market. We'll get Paul's thoughts on that as he joins us on the Wester Hotline, brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. All right, Paul, well, maybe another cup-winning coach on the market. That would seem to fit the profile. I'm not saying it has to be Mike Sullivan, but it would be a guy who does check those boxes that Kevin Adams talked about last week.
Yes, he certainly would check those boxes. And I look at Pittsburgh, too, and I say to myself, you know, like, you went out and got Carlson. Really? I mean, you've got Letang already. Carlson is a one-trick pony. I mean, I thought it was a huge joke that he won the Norris Trophy, because I think the Norris Trophy should be for a actual defenseman who actually plays defense and maybe plays offense, too. But it seems like whoever gets the most points is the Norris Trophy winner. And, I mean, Carlson's one of the worst defensive defensemen in the National Hockey League. And then Pittsburgh decides to go out and get it. Dubas should be blaming himself. I mean, he didn't help that team at all this year. And, you know, I just look at it, and I'm not sure I'd be blaming Mike Sullivan for the problems of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That being said, if he does get blamed, Paul, am I right in assuming, who am I thinking of, Karmanos here, that there are at least a couple guys in the Sabres front office that would have a Pittsburgh connection?
Yes, Karmanos would, definitely.
And Sam Ventura, I know he's one of the numbers guys,
yeah,
but he's from there, too.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah,
he's
but Karmanos is the one.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
But, well,
you know,
he did,
you remember
say
when Terry Pegula took over, he, like, raided the Penguins.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's right.
And really took a lot of people that weren't good people. I was told that Mario Lemieux was, like, laughing at the people he was taking. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. Go ahead. We're fine, type of a thing. So, but he does like to take Penguin people.
All right, Paul. So let's talk about where it does stand then, you know, even independent of anybody who's not particularly on the market right now. When are we going to start hearing things? I just asked Joe a little while ago, is he surprised that we have not heard anyone mention a name of who the Sabres have contacted? Kevin Adams said at the press conference that he had his phone on silent, but he knew he had a whole bunch of text messages. People are interested in the job. He said when he left there, he was going to start, you know, making phone calls, talking to people. Obviously, those things are happening right now. What do you think the timeline is here from when we're going to start hearing about them actually contacting people, doing interviews, and maybe even getting to the finish line?
He sounded like he pretty much knew who he wanted. I don't know if he did, but he sounded like it at least. So let's say he wanted to make sure that Rod Brind'Amour is actually going to re-sign with the Carolina Hurricanes. Well, if that's the case, he's got to wait till the Hurricanes are done. You know, so that would be, and of course, I mean, if Rod Brind'Amour is willing, he'd be the number one candidate. And you're going to have to open your wallet to get him here too. which is he claims that all the resources he needs are given to him. So if that's the case, then money wouldn't matter as far as trying to get him here as the coach. So he would be the number one candidate if he were to become available. And I think Kevin Adams would keep it open until he knows for sure he's not available. So that would be the number one guy. If he knows for sure he can't get him, you know, it mm-hmm. might happen pretty quick. Because he made it sound like he pretty much knew where he wanted to go with this. So, you know, I think the names that have been out there are pretty much the ones that, you know, he'd be talking to.
Yeah. So if it starts to become clear, and this would happen game by game, round by round, that Carolina goes on a deep run. They are, by the betting odds, they are the Stanley Cup favorite right now. I think a lot of that has to do with their path. But if they go on a deep run, Paul, like, I don't know, do you think there's a point where Adam says, okay, now it's been a month, now it's been almost 2 months, or do you think if it's still in the unknown, he would take it all the way to the end?
Problem with taking it all the way to the end is people might start getting taken, that you want, like your second choice might end up in Ottawa or something like that. So that's the only problem with waiting. That's why you've got to try to somehow get a gauge. I mean, they're very good friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, Adams is going to Tampa or anything, but, you know, they're very good friends. So Adams might have an idea whether Brendan Moore is going to re-sign with Carolina or not. But if you let it go too long, all of a sudden your number two, three, and four candidates could be elsewhere.
All right. So he might be rooting for the Islanders then in the first round.
Definitely.
Paul Hamilton joining us here on the West Herr Hotline. All right, the initial buzz was Lindy Ruff, Gerard Gallant, Bruce Boudreau, Craig Berube. Has there been anybody else that's kind of come to mind? Obviously, Brendan Moore, guys who have jobs right now. I mean, are we limiting ourselves when we talk, Paul? I mean, you know, could there be other people out there? Given the set of parameters that you heard Kevin Adams talk about, I don't know how far out of that web we can really go. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, I think that the names have been put out there that fit the parameters of what Kevin Adams was talking about. So, there's not too many others. I mean, you could go with the guy Edmonton fired, Jay
Woodcroft.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, he hasn't been named. I mean, he is a guy who's coached in the NHL. That's not somebody I would want to go with, but that's probably why he hasn't been named. But, you know, you could maybe find some guys like that. But for the parameters that they're talking about, I think the names that are out there are the basic guys.
Well, and they talked about pedigree too, right, Paul, or Adams did. So, you know, like if I don't know, if the list starts getting whittled down, like I don't think they'd ever circle back around to a first-time coach, because then they would kind of make it known to everyone that they failed in their search. I think there should be enough people out there that they could get that what they want, but like, what's the worst case scenario for them in terms of the pedigree? Like Todd McClellan? Like, do they go much lower? Boudreau? I know Boudreau's older. Like, it does feel like they did. He talked about pedigree. Like, I don't think he'll just hire a coach that's coached before. You mentioned Woodcroft, but hasn't really achieved anything.
Well, remember Todd McClellan? They wanted him, and he went to Los Angeles in the coaching search. So that is somebody the Sabres, not Kevin Adams, but that is somebody the Sabres wanted, couldn't get. So, you know, he's at least been connected to the Sabres before under different management. So I don't know if Terry Pegula liked him. I don't know if Terry Pegula was even in on an interview with him. He was interviewed. I'm not there. I don't know if Terry Pegula was or wasn't. So, that is a guy that the Sabres have been connected to in the past under other management.
Paul, I said to Joe yesterday, we haven't talked to you in a couple of days. So we got your sound from yesterday in the locker room and the day before, and you were down there, you're talking to players. You write articles, I'm reading quotes, I'm listening to things. I was kind of stunned at, I'm not going to say throwing him under the bus. I don't think it went that far, because they had a lot of really nice things to say about Don Granato, the players. But man, there was a lot of, we need a coach who's going to hold us more accountable. We need a coach who's going to push us harder. However you want to phrase it, it was Tuck, it was Dahlin, it was Tage Thompson. These are your best players, your leaders, who said, oh yeah, Don Granato, great guy, we love him, but we need a coach who's going to be harder on us, push, hold us accountable, have to have repercussions. I was a little surprised by that, to be quite honest with you. How about you?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, and where are the leaders in the locker room? Why does it have to be the coach? I mean, why aren't they holding each other accountable? And that's something that Tage Thompson addressed. And said, we have to stop worrying about hurting each other's feelings because we're such good friends. He goes, we can still call each other out when people aren't playing well and be friends at the end of the day. Because, as he said, and I'll, you know, it's coming from a place of love, as he said, and we're just trying to make each other better. Okay, I guess that wasn't happening. I don't know why. I mean, where are the leaders in this room? That kind of stuff wasn't happening, or they're all worried about hurting each other's feelings and that type of thing. Listening to Tage Thompson, you know I've been talking about, at first I kind of thought Dylan Cousins would be a great captain for this team, and then Darlene kind of won me over the last couple of years. I thought he became a better leader, much better leader, and more comfortable to become a much better leader. And I thought Don Granato definitely would want Rasmus Darlene as their captain. I think Kevin Adams would too. And then I've listened to a lot of Tage Thompson in the last, I don't know how many weeks, and then locker cleanout, and especially locker cleanout, as he was talking, I thought to myself, this probably should be your next captain right here. This guy gets it. This guy seems to be willing, hey, you know, even if it's me, if I'm not playing well, I deserve to be benched. Now, when it actually happens, we'll see. if it actually happens, we'll see. But I don't think Tage Thompson was spouting out the company line or anything. I think he was very, very honest with his feelings. And he sounded like a leader to me. And he sounded like a guy that will, all right, we're going to start holding each other accountable in here. And if you don't like it, that's too bad. Type of an attitude. So
can I just go back to my original point and question though about this, about the coach? Then it sounds to me then that even though he's saying that, well, then why are you blaming the coach for not doing that? Right? That's what was surprising to me. Well, like, we're blaming the coach for not holding us accountable.
That's like how I've had this wonder, Paul. I'm not even saying that they both need to be blamed, but aren't they saying the same thing about the player accountability there, about the coach accountability? But Granato is kind of becoming the target, and why isn't Kyle Okposo? Like, how is it different, I guess? Like, the way they're talking about both the coach level and the player level. If the player level is as bad as the coach level, well, then you've got to get better on the coach front, and you need to get better at the captain front.
Nobody's going to stand there and say names.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, if you were expecting to hear Kyle Okposo's name...
No, I wasn't. And then they didn't say Granato's name either, though, right?
No, they didn't.
So, but they said they needed a coach who's going to do that.
That's what I'm just talking about.
Yeah, okay, right.
That where was the leadership in this room?
Yep.
You know, from captains to everybody else, there are veterans in there. Where were they? I mean, why did this thing with the fans become a thing? Never should have become a thing. You can't win a battle with your fans. You just can't. So stop. And why did veteran players in that locker room sign off on this? I don't get it. I didn't get it then, and I don't get it now. And I even if you're right, I'm not saying if you're right or wrong, whatever, but even if you're right, you can't win that battle, so just stop. And it was finally somebody put a stop to it, and you know, you move on. So when Tage Thompson was talking about it, he kept saying everybody. He's saying from the top to the coaches to us, everybody needs to be more accountability in this room. And he was talking a lot about consequences. Well, the players can't bench people. when you're talking about consequences, that has to go to the coach.
All right, so that is the that is one of the tasks then of Kevin Adams. Obviously, the coach comes first, and then they're going to have, you know, draft and free agency and all those kinds of things. The coach is going to have a say on that. Whoever they bring in, they're going to go through the roster. We all know that. But does that have to be – if it's priority A is to get the coach, the right coach in here, the guy who's going to push these buttons and know how to handle this tactfully and get in your face and be a leader but also do it the right way these days, is task number two to find the best person in the locker room who plays on the ice to also do the, kind of the same thing?
They need to get some veteran people in there, but they also – I think the number one priority is get some players in there that are hard to play against. I think that – and a lot of those guys will wind up being – veteran leaders, if you get them here or can talk them into coming here, and so I think it would come hand in hand in some of those. But absolutely, I think they need to go outside the organization, find a 27-year-old centerman who's a really good hockey player, and maybe you got to give up one of your gems to do it.
Yeah.
All right. So be it. You got a bunch of them, so it's not like you only got one. And you got a bunch of them. So if you got to trade one or two of them to make this team better right now, you still got other ones that can also step in for you because they're all not going to be able to play.
Yeah. Do you think – I guess you just kind of said it, right? They have so many prospects. And I think for at least three of them, like, it's conceivable, like, hey, they're ready for the NHL now, but you don't have spots for them. So I guess maybe trade's more likely. I wonder, Paul, if we'll be talking free agency more than we ever have been. I don't know if they'll do it, but like, will we be looking at, even if it's tough, right? Because the guy we're talking about, hard to play against, veteran leader.
He's like, a day two guy,
yeah,
probably.
Like, those guys usually are the guys you overpay, right?
Yeah, I'm more interested in trade.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got the assets to trade. I'm not real interested in getting caught up into a Jeff Skinner contract with somebody. Kadri was somebody we talked about, but he's contracted $7 million a year.
Yeah,
goes till he's 39 years old. Well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'd love to have the player. Absolutely would love to have the player. But in 1, 2, or 3 years, all of a sudden you're hung again.
Yeah. Can I ask, do you think they'll revisit Kane for this?
If he's available, yeah. But is he going to – like, he was willing to sign a one-year deal now. Is he willing to sign a one-year deal?
He was a point-per-game player. He might want a 2-3-year deal at least now?
I would still do that, but I'm not going to give him 6 or 7 or something like that. But I would still give him 2 or 3. And Kevin Adams was very interested in him, and he was not interested in coming to Buffalo. He was interested in going to the Detroit Red Wings for several reasons. And – now we'll see where his interests lie there, but I think absolutely Kevin Adams would be interested in him. And he would fit the bill of being able to play and produce in your top six. Now, he's hard to play against from the fact that you're going to back off the defense and that type of thing. But, you know, nobody's going to be scared of him that he's going to go into the corner and make it difficult for you and that type of a thing. But, he's hard to play against in a different manner than what we're talking about, which would be just fine. That would fit just fine for this team. They need that too.
Paul Hamilton doesn't make predictions. Too bad. Paul, I'm giving you fake $1,000. Who are you putting on to come out of the East?
Who is going to come out of the East? Well... the Rangers are going to be a tough out. They really are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they get Washington. I would imagine that would be close to a sweep, I would think. Mm-hmm. Florida, you never know what can happen. I mean, Bobrovsky, for the first time in his career, produced in the playoffs last year. And he wasn't even the starter. He came on in the middle of a series, and he couldn't get him out of the net. He was great. So if they get that kind of goaltending from Bobrovsky, they will be tough. I don't know. The Rangers still stick out in my mind, though.
Who's going to come out of the West, you think? Is this Edmonton's or bust?
Dallas.
Yeah, they had a great season.
They got screwed maybe by the matchups because I think they finished with the most points in the West. They've got to go Vegas, and then they might have to go Colorado in the first two rounds. But I think they might be the best team. Also,
they're number two in the league. I mean,
right.
Rangers number one, Dallas number two. Carolina 3, and then Winnipeg number 4, as you said, they could wind up after getting Vegas. Vegas is 14th, but they're still Vegas.
Right.
You know, it's not like they're not any good. They just had some problems in the regular season, especially with injuries. And then you could wind up playing two, could play four if you wind up with the Winnipeg Jets next. So that's, as I said, they don't have a good path. But, Ottinger, I've seen him in the playoffs, and he's got to be a little better than he was in the regular season. But if he turns into the Ottinger I saw in the playoffs, he definitely could help carry that team.
I have no interest in watching a Rangers-Stars Stanley Cup. Might be two good teams, the best teams, and it's not on Sal Capaccio's list of
but
entertaining
think of the jerseys.
Hockey for me.
I mean,
it would be a good jersey match.
I mean, it would be a good jersey series. That's all we want. We want
that's
a good
true.
Series where
yeah,
it has good
like
jerseys.
That.
Right?
Oh, and Bettman will love his ratings too with the big markets.
Yeah, for sure. Paul, good stuff today, and we're going to be on top of you all weekend and throughout next week, of course, for the Sabres head coach search. Thanks a lot. Yep. Have a great weekend.
Looking forward to listening to Micah Hyde too.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks. Micah at 11:30 yep. today, and we will have more after this timeout. Then we're going to get to a timeout. Micah at 11:30 today. I said 11:05 earlier. It's 11:30. Micah Hyde comes on WGR right here on The Extra Point Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.